Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Chaz. And nothing is off limits, and we keep it real.
Yeah.
Take that, Sujata.
So we have our special guest, my husband, Chaz, on the podcast. We're going to have a lot of special guests over the summer because I feel like I'm out of town and Sujata's out of town a lot. So we're like a lot of passing ships, but I promise we will record together most of the time, but we will have special guests with one of the either of the two of us sometimes.
Although I got to tell you, I feel super grateful. So thank you to everybody who heard the episode that I was on and said that I did a mediocre job, because otherwise I wouldn't be back right now. So I'm taking the repeat guest as an absolute compliment.
Also,
right,
I'm kind of desperate because I need to record a podcast.
Hey, and I am not above desperate. I will take that to the bank all the time.
All right, we're clearly recording from our house, so you'll get all the stuff. Maybe kids coming asking for water, going potty.
It's a nice change from the chai barking, probably.
Yeah. Anyways, today's podcast is brought to you by Paravel Wines and what else are you drinking?
We're gonna get in trouble for unofficial sponsorships. Mm-mm, so this is a I have a very nice aged 12 years bourbon in front of me that looks like caramel, tastes like caramel. So this is, you're going to see a big evolution of Chaz probably over the course of 30 minutes.
You don't want to say the name?
Oh, it's Evan Williams Bourbon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So there has been so much that's happened since our last recording. I mean, we had missed last week because there was just so much with the weather. And I tell you what, like, if you guys don't believe in global warming, I don't know what else to say, but like it has been raining with crazy wind. I'm talking like
apocalyptic,
trees breaking on houses for like days straight. And so we had a lot of people in our neighborhood that were out of power for like a week. And so with like helping them, relocating, Sujata's mom and sister were out of power for about a week, so she hosted them. So we could not find a good time to record. Plus, my mom was stuck in town for a little bit because she could not get out, which is great. I love my mom. So I was happy to have her, but it just made for kind of a hard time for us to get together last week. But even this week, Sujata is now in D.C. with her family, and we are here. But we have had a lot of stuff happen. We went to Bottle Rock.
Yep.
Which is amazing. If you guys like music, like outdoor concerts, I am not really a concert person because there is not one specific genre or person that is like on my top. I like a lot of everything. And so I don't like to pony up like $300 or $400 a ticket somewhere, but my husband goes to every concert basically that travels through Dallas.
Life is short, buy the tickets.
So when I met him, I got introduced to like concerts and stuff. For me, I'd rather like buy a whole new outfit or buy some awesome badass shoes, you know, but like, okay, yes, I get the experience is something else. And a lot of these groups, you don't know if they're going to die off pretty soon or they never tour very well.
Well, there are a couple of things to it. Is yes, to that point, right? There's the whole wave of music that we grew up with, and all of those, you know, those guys are in their 50s and 60s now, right? So they're reaching. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, like all, right? Mm-hmm. Anyone that we would think of, right? So Pearl Jam was the headliner. They've been a band for over 30 years, right?
Which is crazy because a lot of people that we met, and us too, like we had never been to a concert of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They must not tour very...
My guess, I think they're selective in terms of where they go to and all that kind of stuff. So it was a huge bucket list check.
Yeah.
But I think it's what's cool is yes, to your point, there's the music that we grew up with and how long do they tour, but also that's now how we can get introduced to a bunch of different musical acts, right? Yeah. So we grew up watching MTV when there were actually videos, and that's how we like learned about bands and acts and all that kind of stuff. And that doesn't really exist right now. But between you know, festivals and getting to check out the Spotify playlist and getting to see them in action, which just amplifies it. Like I'm sure you're going to talk about how amazing Megan Thee Stallion was, right? So we've seen her there. We've seen her at Coachella, and she was amazing at both. And we knew, obviously, of her going in, but completely different impression of her as a musician, as a performer, all that kind of stuff.
She's
by going
so
in the first place.
So talented, you guys. Like, the fact that, I mean, you can talk about pussy and dick every 10 seconds in all your songs is kind of legendary. Her moves are so hot. She's hot. But the fact that you can like rap and sing like she can while dancing, while doing all this stuff, like
it's a massive physical feat.
It is. Like, it is. Like, honestly, like my thighs were hurting for her. Like I wish
part of me was hurting for her. Well, not that far off of the thighs.
So what did you
I'm
say?
Not gonna,
okay,
I'm not
so
gonna
like,
lie, I'm not gonna lie, obviously, babe. You're the love of my life. But if she came to me after that show and said, "Hey, we're going off together," I would have totally given.
Well, what was my response to that?
That if she said that to you, you would have flown deuces at me. Also,
exactly. She is totally on my top five ladies list. Like, she's so fucking sexy as fuck. She is. Gore, like I don't even know.
Yeah, so if you have the opportunity to see her, definitely do it, especially if you have the opportunity to see her in a venue where they might happen to have somebody doing ASL, like when we saw her at Coachella.
We saw her at Coachella and there was someone who was doing like interpretation for deaf, right, like sign language. Yeah. And literally every 10 seconds she was doing the sign for dick or pussy, and it was hilarious. And this girl was like rocking it, like she was dancing it to it.
I mean,
she
if you're
was,
gonna
like,
do it, like you might
she
as
fucking
well
went
like,
off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, where do they find these people? Like, and they did that for, and that's something like you don't think about when you go to these concerts, right? Obviously, like, you know, you think, why would a deaf person go? But like, it's just the environment. But like, on every stage, right by the stage to the left, they had an ASL interpreter and it was amazing. They didn't miss a beat. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't know, but they interpret so fast. I mean, you have rappers, you have all these musicians and people who like, you know, clearly they have to study the songs.
Yeah, right. They obviously have to know to a certain extent,
but
like, what the set
crazy.
List is.
It is so
it's,
amazing. It's such a talent. So much respect for them. And, you know, for our daughter, right? Her being like deaf. Yeah, she has cochlears, but it's just, you know, we've gotten introduced to this whole nother world that we're aware of now. And the appreciation for that is just off the charts. I mean, it is so awesome. I will tell you, so having gone to Coachella versus Bottle Rock, Coachella is cool. I mean, people are like, oh, Coachella. I'm not a at my age, at 40, am I 42?
Yes,
42. I'm not such a huge fan. The walkability is minimum. Like, you have to walk so far.
Yeah, it's a big space. And
dirty.
Again, if you want to feel old, go to Coachella. If you want to feel old, go to Coachella.
Yeah, there's girls who look like 17 who are wearing like strings
they
on
are
their
17.
Nipple. Okay, strings on their nipples, strings to their ass. And I appreciate it. They have good bods. Some of them don't. But like, and it's dirty. Like, you're kicking up dirt all the time. You have to wear a bandana. When you go home and you blow your nose, it's like black shit coming out of your nose. And you have to take a bus there and a bus back versus Bottle Rock, which is more our age group. The acts are good. They roll turf everywhere. Everything is so easy to get to, like, stage-wise. And you can get an Uber from there. You can actually walk downtown. We walked downtown to like our late night reservations every night. Thank God for Chaz planning all of the shit, because I just show up and I just like walk and follow people because I am not good at logistics at all. But Chaz got it. And I mean, it is amazing. It's so amazing. If you guys ever want to check out a music festival, Bottle Rock is the shit. And not only that, the food is amazing. They have, what is it called? The Williams-Sonoma.
Oh, the culinary stage?
Culinary stage.
Yeah.
They had like Bradley Cooper.
Hey, fuck Bradley Cooper.
Fuck okay. Bradley Cooper. Fuck Steph Curry. their culinary like time created so much buzz. We could not walk at all through the crowd. They actually like redirected us all the way around because there were so many people trying to see them. And I was like, fuck those guys, man. Like, I just want to get through. I'm just trying to get like some lobster roll on the other side. Yeah.
Well, also, and you missed the part where he came out with Pearl Jam and made it all about him. And obviously Bradley Cooper is like, he's famous.
I mean, he's hot.
Well,
he's hot. Like,
yeah, he's a
but
big
we
deal.
Saw, we kind of saw another side of Bradley Cooper.
Well, but at the same time, without like nerding out musically, like Pearl Jam is like, they are legend, like, you know, rock
yeah,
and roll
we
hall
all
fame
know.
Band,
so what about
no, no,
the tambourine?
But I'm just
tell
oh,
them about
okay,
okay.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm getting at though is, as big as Bradley Cooper is, this is a much bigger act than you know than he was, and he went on stage and was trying to draw all the attention to him,
yeah.
which just felt excessive. But yeah, he did look foolish. So like he and Eddie Vedder was doing this thing where he was throwing out tambourines to the crowd throughout the show. But towards the end, like he was playing, Bradley Cooper was playing. Eddie Vedder smacked it so hard he broke it, and Bradley Cooper clearly had FOMO that he
got
didn't
jealous.
Break it.
He got jealous.
Yes. So he tried to break the tambourine over his knee and couldn't do it. Anyway. But,
yeah.
You know. But that aside. So. Fuck Bradley Cooper, not only for causing a crowd, but for not knowing his place
his place
for when
from Pearl
for,
Jam.
For, yes.
Yeah. So here's some things about. So we go with my best friend who I have gone to school with. I met on the first day of middle school when I was 11 on the bus.
Y'all were like peas and carrots.
Yeah. Peas and carrots and her husband. And, you know, it's one thing when obviously you like you still are friends, but it's another thing when like the husbands get along. Like I really feel like Chaz and him have such a mad guy crush on each other that they're probably more like looking forward to this than more like me and my best friend, which is like crazy. But they love each other. They love each other. I'm kind of jealous. Like, I'm so happy. But
find
I'm
someone
jealous.
Who looks at you the way
like
that way. I look at Raphael.
No names.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So anyway, I took shrooms. And that's the only time I take it. And Chaz takes care of me. But I, like, it's such an experience. And I get really lovey. I get really, like, I don't know, elated, and it's, I can totally see where people who have like, I know all about microdosing. I know all about how people are trying to use it medicinally to treat some mental illnesses like PTSD and depression and stuff like that. And like, I am all for it. I get it. And I think like, it is such a great tool because it's hard to really explain if you've never done it, but you just think on a different level. And I feel like a lot of people can make sense of things that they can't think about normally. So anyway, we had that. We were drinking. Our passes that we get the Sky Deck tickets. And shout out to my bartender, Helen gets so much credit. She is the shit. Anyway, There were times where I could just like feel myself like there, but also like, I can't believe I am here. I can't believe like I'm in the like front row of whatever show. Like it's so cool. But there was this one time where, let's tell them about when that guy tried to hit on you.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we were watching, what was that? Do you remember?
It was The Record Company.
The Record Company. Super awesome.
Yeah. But so quick plug for them. Like, anybody who likes old school rock and roll, like, blues band, absolutely just check them out on Spotify. Awesome. They're awesome.
They're so cool. Yeah. But okay, so we were, like, in the VIP section, like, close to the stage. And so we were all, it was, like, the four of us, and we're, like, rocking out, jamming out. And this guy comes up to Chaz.
Yeah. So he taps me on the shoulder and he goes, "Hey, is that your girlfriend?" And so this is, I listen to the podcast. I don't know how many guys versus moms listen to the podcast, but any guy that's listening would identify that as an opportunity. Like, there's all about marking territory, certainly, as a guy thinks. So my senses were up immediately, right? So he said, "Is that your girlfriend?" I said, "That's my wife." And so,
but the next thing that he said was like, "I really like your outfit."
Yes. Then he started saying, "Yeah, I really liked your outfit." You know, obviously, as you know, from a heterosexual perspective, you dress really well, like, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so I automatically bucketed that into him backpedaling. And to be fair, right, there have been times where we've been out where there have been, you know, guys that have obviously, you know, noticed you and sought you out and then realized that you're taken, and they basically try to backpedal in a way that doesn't, you know, that's, you know, respectful to me and, you know, doesn't make them look bad. And so I ratcheted it up to basically, you know, just filed under that same situation.
Okay, but guys, let me interrupt you, because this guy clearly was not straight. He was so pretty. He also had a disco ball necklace, a disco ball, like, glass baseball cap, right? And so Chaz was like, "Babe, he was trying to hit on you." And I was like, mm-mm. All the way. No straight guy would be wearing that.
Give yourself credit. This is
what's hitting on you.
This is years and years of defense mechanism, knowing when we go out somewhere.
Okay, listen, but I dressed you. So yes, I like that he commented and loved what your outfit was, because I dressed you. I picked your outfits. But Chaz was in such denial. He was like, no, babe. He was hitting on you. And me and my best friend were like, dude, no. He was hitting on you.
Yes. It was the entire, so the entire time I thought is that your girlfriend was him trying to gauge the situation of what
Absolutely
he could
not.
Do for you.
Absolutely not.
Didn't even occur to me for a minute that was, you know, that mm-hmm. he was trying to gauge the
but
situation.
But later on, guys,
side.
Later on, the craziest thing, later on, this was earlier in the day. Later on that day was Pearl Jam.
Yep.
And he did you a big time favor.
He did do me a solid, but I was very nervous. So
oh, let's back it up. One
oh,
sec.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
back it
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
one
I know
sec.
Where you're going. Okay.
Okay, guys. Because I thought my best friend was standing behind me, right? So I was trying to like put my arm down behind her and like with my finger tap her leg, like take notice. You know, girl code, you know what to do. Like, I don't even have to say words, right? Take notice of the situation. I'm going to tell you about it later, right? So I was like tapping her thigh, right? Turns out it was not her. So I was like, oh, then it was your husband. So maybe your husband thinks now I'm trying to hit on him. Also, it turns out it wasn't him.
Not me either, for the record.
I was tapping and like really hard some rando's thigh, and they didn't
maybe
do
that
anything.
Maybe that other guy, maybe some other, well, like we unclear who
they,
the person
they
was.
Didn't say anything, and maybe they thought I was gonna like meet them in the third stall for like a blowjob or something like that, but like No one said anything to me. And I didn't find out till like that night that it wasn't her and it wasn't her husband. So I don't know who I was like tapping on their thigh, but clearly it was like somebody.
Is that
and
all
they
it takes,
it.
By the way? Is that code
I
for meeting in the third
maybe
stall?
It was like, maybe it was like Morse code when I was that. Like tapping their thigh. So I don't know. But anyway, proceed to when you saw him at Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I caught the guy before he caught me and you know, where I had spotted he was a couple of rows behind. So I was texting you guys being like, oh shit, that guy, please don't pay attention to me. Please don't pay attention to me. But he still caught my attention. But yeah, so to find your best friend's husband. Yes, he was clutch. He lifted his water bottle.
Yeah,
up
because
in the air
like tell
so
them about the Coors Light.
Oh yeah, yeah. So,
everyone's trying to like find their people in the crowd, right?
It is absolutely packed. Obviously, everybody's trying to get you know to the front to see it. And it's all standing room only. So people are basically trying to lift up in the air some sort of landmark, right? So yes, so all of a sudden I hear from the guy standing next to me shouting across, hey, you with the Coors Light, put your bottle down, because he's holding up his Coors Light at the same time. He's like, no, somebody's looking for me. They're looking for my bottle. And by the way, if they come up to you, his name is Jonathan. tell him I'm over here.
Y'all, this concert... Listen, I this will tell you the difference between Bottle Rock and Coachella. Coachella gets like 400 phones stolen every fucking day because there's people like menacing around. Bottle Rock is just a fucking good time. And honestly, it's more expensive and...
It's honestly not more expensive than Coachella. I mean, the tickets are basically the same for the certain
spots. Okay, but I guess people are more aware. But, like, you don't have that issue at Bottle Rock.
Yes, yeah.
You don't have that issue at Bottle Rock. Anyway, so proceed. I interrupt you. Your boyfriend held up his water bottle?
Yes, yes. My pseudo boyfriend lifted up his water bottle where my man crush
because he was
able to see the water. Yeah.
So it was
it's
like
a bizarre love triangle.
So it was like an
Chaz
aqua green or
right
something
now.
Like that.
Yes, yeah.
It was easy to see.
Yes.
So he helped Chaz meet up with his man boyfriend there. So like he come full circle. He actually like really helped you out.
He came through. He came through. But he also was very clear, like, hey, your whole crew isn't coming over here. So
he was like, yeah, how many people are you bringing? He was like, no, just my boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, Gennett and I were walking around.
No names. See, look at you. You're doing it on your end.
I'll edit that out.
This Authentically Moms is brought to you by Paravel. If you want to not keep your names anonymous, drink Paravel wine.
It's so yummy. So Chaz and Raphael did a great job of setting up wine tours before we went to Coachella. That's the other thing. I mean, what better way to do a festival in Napa? Because, you know, you have the all-day thing and the acts that you really want to see don't come on until like 2 or 3. So like you can actually do wine tasting in Napa and then go there. Like that's what makes it
awesome
too.
Yeah, most of the other festivals, you don't have the opportunity to do other stuff in the meantime.
But this is literally wine tasting. Like amazing. Okay. So next up. So our journey home was like a terrible. Thank God we had first class tickets because this is literally the only trip we're doing this year. So that's why we did that. Normally we don't fly first class ever, but we're not going to be taking another vacation this year. So we just kind of like, you know, ponied up a little bit, but it was
also
good.
Right, so we don't typically travel international or any of that. Right. So trips that are, you know, that are typically more expensive than, you know, whatever we go domestically, right?
Yeah. So. And so we got diverted because there were some storms in Dallas. And then we had to go to, first they were going to go to Oklahoma City, I think. And then they diverted us to Tulsa. There were so many other planes. Anyway, we were supposed to land at 7:40 and we didn't land till like 1. There were so many. It was so busy, that airport, because everyone landed during the pocket that the weather cleared up, that it looked like it was like noon on a Monday or Tuesday. It was so packed. So we finally had to wait. We got our bags. We didn't get home till like 2 o'clock
or something like that. Yeah, just a little bit before 2.
And then all hell broke loose at 5 in the morning. That's when the really bad storms came. And that's where like the trees were torn away, all that stuff. But I felt like that weather was here for like all that week. I mean, every day.
It was there fucking, this week. It was, yeah,
I know,
it was
every
today.
Day, right? Like, it's crazy.
We had to, so I haven't told you this, like from a work perspective, we had to replace.
Oh yeah. So Chaz's
like
work was out
39
of like
ceiling tiles, because of the roof leaks.
Yeah. So Chaz's job was like messed up. They didn't have any power. A lot of people didn't have power, like we said. So I am really bad. I don't check the weather when I'm somewhere else. I don't check the weather. I don't care what's happening back at home. Like that really is not on my radar. So I had no idea about the storms or the possibility of storms or the timing or anything. So we were flying blindly, but worked out. We actually landed. My mom had to stay like some extra days, which was great. She loved it. She loves me the most of all my siblings. Right, babe?
No comment. They listen to the podcast, so I'm not weighing in on this one.
Anyway, and then we met Jason Momoa, guys, y'all. So Chaz's new job. Okay, so he has a sweet job. Anyway, we got to, he has his vodka. What is it called?
So it's Meili Vodka. So he's just launched it. Absolutely.
It's
figure out how to chase it down and try it. There's probably a better chance finding it in a bar in Texas versus a liquor store. They're much more like West Coast, and you know, because Tito's is here, they're trying to sort of pick their battles. But this is actually a good tasting vodka.
It is so good, you guys. Like, I can never drink anything straight. Like, I never can do any vodka straight, even though people were like, oh, you don't get that aftertaste. I fucking do the aftertaste. But really, this vodka was so smooth, I could actually like drink it straight.
Yeah, their deal is basically the water source. They get really, really good pure water in there, and so that
just
changes how
you
taste. You
guys,
it.
This is awesome. But okay, if you guys know this, he is like my number one of my top
one
five.
Of one.
And as I was going up the steps, Chaz was like, "Oh my god, you're so giddy, you're so nervous." And I'm like, "Oh my god, I feel even more nervous than like when I was walking down the aisle to you. Like, I'm so nervous to meet this like big hulk of a man." And I walked. He's everything that you think you would picture, like the top hat, the fucking raggedy pants, the black ragged shirt. Like, he could be wearing some like, you know, like homeless ass shit, and he would look hot as fuck. He was so nice, and I can't believe I actually like got my arms around him, and he put his arms around me, and I felt so tiny. I've never felt so little and petite and very small ever. I would just wanted to be around him because he was so big. I know Chaz is like,
I seriously need Margot Robbie to invent a bourbon so that I can go to a, so Margot, if you're a listener of the podcast, please
doubtful.
invent a bourbon so I can have a similar experience on a meet and greet.
No, but guys, he was so funny when I met his best friend. Like, everyone was so nice. Everyone is so nice. And then we met just like a lot of people. I personally met a lot of people who were there, and they were, you know, for the event, and they were great. I mean, I love meeting new people, obviously, but and that just added to everything, like coming out of Bottle Rock, seeing all these fucking bands and singers and artists that you listen to, and they're so amazing. And then 3 days later, you fucking meet Jason Momoa in person, right? Like, it was that whole week was just like mind blowing. And then we come. I hosted a ladies float day at our house for our school auction party. It was great. It ended up raining, but we had like a hot ass bartender. It was raining in the beginning for like 40 minutes, but then it stopped. And so we eventually all got to go in the pool. But that night, one of our dear friends had a 40th birthday party at a great, one of a staple restaurants in Dallas, I would say. She rented out the whole second floor. I don't want to say it's free, but she paid for like appetizers to be passed around, food, all the drinks, the photo kind of op, the background. I mean, this was no short of like probably like a $5,000 or $6,000 party. So what happened, babe? What happened to me? It wasn't even my fault.
No, like it wasn't even close to you. Like, I don't even understand why you're justifying
this. This is like a freak accident of any freak.
So I'll paint the picture from my perspective, right? Okay. Yeah. So we were at a High Top talking to a couple of couples there, and you went to the bar to
one of the girls was like, "Hey, let's go get a drink from the bar," and I was like, "Obviously, yes." Yep.
And so all of a sudden, right mid conversation, we all hear this sort of big crash, which sounds exactly like what happens when glasses hit the floor, wait staff drops their tray, and what happens. And I even see it right in front of me on the floor and make a comment of, man, I can't even tell what's ice or glass on the floor.
Yeah, and I look down because it's right behind me. I'm like, damn, that sucks. Like, yeah. Sucks
and,
for her.
And she so, spilled all the stuff. And so the person next to me taps me on the shoulder and says, they got Jacqueline. And so I look at Jacqueline at the bar and look at her ankle, and there's starting to stream blood coming out of her ankle. So essentially,
my foot.
Close to ankle, but foot. Yes. So, you know, I don't know much about laws of physics as far as this applies, but basically, right, glass breaks, fragments of glass pop in the air on the way down. One of them cuts Jacqueline's foot, and it's like it doesn't look. It's one of those where it doesn't look that bad, and then you start patching it, and then you're like, "Ooh, God!" Like you could just tell by like how wide the cut was. Like they're patching it, and I looked at Jacqueline and just said, "Okay, hey, we're going to have to go to the emergency
room. So I was like,
tell me which one you want to go to.
So I wasn't in shock. I was more like in disbelief because, first of all, I didn't even know that it cut me at first because I basically looked down to like look at what she dropped. And then I happened to catch my foot and it was like all red everywhere. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And then because I was just kind of like in disbelief and out of it, I didn't react super quickly, but there was a PA. One of my friends was a PA, and she grabbed me. She was like, you need to sit down. She was so amazing. Shout out to her. I can't even remember her name. I can't remember anything, but like she took my shoe off. They brought like, it was a scene. They brought like the medical kit. And
yes, the waitress brought out the first aid kit, but it was sort of like she brought it, but
she
the
also
PA was basically like,
go
move.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she tried to clean it up. She tried to put pressure on it. She tried to wrap. She was like, you're going to need stitches. This is like clearly not going to stop bleeding. It's like deep enough and stuff. And I was like, what? Are you sure? Like I didn't want to leave because I was there celebrating a party. There was like free, like we were
it
having such a good time.
It takes a lot to pull my wife away from a party. Even
so I was like,
are you sure?
Are you sure I need stitches? She was like, yes, bitch. Get the fucking stitches. And so they tried to patch it up like really well. I walked out of there like with a glove on my foot.
Set the scene. So they wrapped it. You couldn't put your shoe back on, but they obviously didn't want you walking out barefoot. So they put a rubber glove over your foot.
Yeah.
And not just like a white, clear rubber glove.
No,
this was a black rubber glove.
Yeah. So I have to go downstairs and through this nice ass restaurant, fucking like
with all the little fingers dangling from the glove and all that stuff.
But, babe, so we also had to take an Uber to the ER, right? Yeah. Because we took an Uber there. And as Chaz was waiting for the Uber, I was like standing around and this girl in the car was like, girl, your dress is fucking pretty. Like she was like, you look hot as fuck. And I was like, well, yeah.
It's because you're looking from the ankle up.
Clearly she didn't see my glove. So that also happened. So we ended up being in the ER till about 2:30. And you guys, being in the ER on a Saturday at like after 11 is no bueno. Like the shit that you see is crazy. Like, thank goodness our babysitter was someone who could stay past the time that we were initially going to do. But it was so crazy. Anyway, so
oh yeah, like multiple like waiting rooms a lot. It was sort of like Disney World where it's like, cool, you cleared this packed waiting room.
And I thought we were going to get it. Now you're going into the other packed waiting room. Yeah.
And you may not have noticed it, but like around the corner was overflow.
Yeah. And so then they wanted to do an x-ray to make sure there was no extra glass in there. So that also took forever. It was just a shit show. And it wasn't even my fucking fault. Like I've never had stitches before. And it was not even my fault.
Well, hey, sometimes we pee on ourselves.
I know. Right? Sometimes accidents happen. Okay, so let's talk about the Airbnb. Okay, so Chaz and I kind of last time.
Are we going backwards in time?
No, I know. Let's go back because I want to talk about this because this is super funny.
Backwards in time, brought to you by Paravel Wines.
Was the fact that I think it was 3 years ago, we stayed at the Airbnb with the same people, and my vibrator got left at the in the nightstand, right? So I was really upset about, because I really like this vibrator, and I actually left it behind, and I was like, some cleaning lady is gonna find it, and she's gonna like, I don't know, but like they ended up giving me a good review, so all's well, right? So this time, you know, we're older. We still like to get it on, but I'm older, and sometimes baby girl needs lube, right? So we buy some lube. What did you buy, babe?
What are they sponsoring the podcast?
Astroglide. Astroglide.
Authentically Moms, sponsored by Astroglide.
So we buy some Astroglide because we're like, yeah, we'll probably need that. I'll probably have like way too many drinks, way too many like, you know, edibles, whatever the fuck. So like, let's buy that. And I knew my best friend and her husband were staying in the same Airbnb, and like we had the master, they graciously give us the master. So I'm like, maybe they'll come and check, you know, walk through the restroom and stuff. So let me put this in the drawer, right? Let me like put it in the drawer so it's not like out on the counter. Well, not shockingly, we never used it because we came home so late.
Not shockingly. Like, where are you going with this?
Predictability. We never used it because we just like came home.
Because one of the two of us fell asleep immediately after walking in on every single night.
Which was me. I volunteer as tribute.
You're the problem. Yeah. It's you. Yeah. Mm.
So
hashtag Taylor, look at that. I'm weaving all kinds of shit into this podcast.
You love this shit. You love this shit. Anyway,
I'm trying to get asked back for a third one here. This is all, I'm just planting the seeds.
So on the way home, we're driving and I really feel nauseous, you guys. Like I really feel, I mean, 3 days of just like shit in your body. I'm too old for it, but I still am here for it. I'm like, I'm nauseous. I don't know which way it's going to come out. I make him stop so many times. And he's like, hey, did you get the KY? And I'm like, no, the Astroglide. Sorry, the Astroglide. I'm like, no. And I was like,
wait,
shit.
This is, you're talking about going to the airport the next morning.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And I'm just like, oh, shit. I fucking put it in the drawer and I forgot to check the drawers before we left. And he was like, oh my God. So then I was like, it happens again that I left something sexual behind. So either one of two things. Either they will think we are freaks, but really not, because it's a closed box and so we never really got to it. Or this Airbnb is the fucking shit.
Jackpot.
That fucking provides you lube for your activities after dark. Oh my God, babe. We need to like be better at that. We just need to be better. I need to be better.
Hey, my job is pack my shit, make sure the wine is in the box. So okay. I understood and the assignment and delivered.
Every fucking time we fly from San Francisco, like Napa, with wine, every time we are racing to...
Well, that has nothing to do with the, like, the fact that we're flying with wine or whatever it is. It's just
no,
like
we just don't cut it short. The timing is terrible. Chaz was literally running to... I had already kind of like checked in. I checked in two bags for me, which were free. The third one was $150, and I was like, fuck that. I'm going to check it into him. It was like 30 minutes that you showed up with your ID to like get it on the plane.
It's not a good airport if you're renting a car, because filling it up with
tram.
Well, you got to take a long ass tram to go get there, and there isn't a gas station that's like super, super close. So like, unless you perfectly nail it all the way in there, right? So it's dropping you off, going in like a totally different direction to get gas, going in a totally different direction to go drop the car off, waiting on a long ass tram to
but
go
even
get there.
When
I mean,
we,
that's like a 30 to 45 minute
deal. Yeah, but even when we get
deal.
Gas before, like we always end up being in the same place, whether it's trying to get through security all the way, we never time it great, or we always time it perfectly.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, right? Like so
I'm running to the fucking gate, sweating my breast off, like everything, running to the gate to make sure they don't close it for us.
So a good friend of mine has his perspective on the whole thing is, if I don't miss a flight, then I've spent too much time in an airport.
But I don't like the stress and all that.
Well,
stuff.
That's a whole different thing, right? But
yeah. Anyway, I just want to say that this summer has started off as chaos for us. School's out, shit's going crazy. Our weather here in Texas is bizarre. And kids say they're bored. I'm like, you know what? That's okay.
Go ride a bike.
Go do your shit. Go do whatever. I don't care. Anyways, how are we going to wrap this up, babe?
The conclusion of the podcast brought to you by Barrowville Wine.
Anyways, you guys, we love you. We're going to come back with some more stuff next week. I have a ladies' weekend planned at the lake house this weekend, so we will have tons of content for you guys. And if you haven't seen my freaking injury, it's because you don't follow us on our Instagram, which I posted all about. So
follow Authentically Moms, leave us a 5-star review. Doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't cost you anything.
Yes, that's your plug. That's your plug.
Thanks for letting me be on. Thanks for putting up with me for another 45 minutes.
Yes, we love it. I don't know really though if you guys love it. Let us know if you like Chaz as a special host, a special guest. Co-host, my co-host. All right.
Occasional filler.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you and we will see you next time.
Bye, y'all.